I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she is a big supporter of getting vaccinated against COVID-19, but she is strongly against passports to prove people have been vaccinated against the virus.
All kinds of questions that are really raised with moving in that direction: privacy implications, HIPAA, First and Fourth Amendment rights, Americans with disability. I think what you're doing when you move forward with something like that is you're creating a two-tiered society.
Reynolds says she is prepared to take action against passports, either through legislation or executive order. The White House said earlier this week it will not require vaccine passports and will defer to private companies to decide if they want to require them. When it comes to vaccination, Siouxland District Health still has openings for a mass clinic planned for tomorrow at the Siouxland Expo Center. The clinic is available for anyone 16 years and older. Local health officials say about 4,200 doses of the Pfizer vaccine was available for the two clinics this week. One official with the health department tells the Sioux City Journal the need for mass clinics appears to be dwindling. While there is still demand, more people need appointments that fit into their own schedules. And the Iowa Department of Public Health reported 13 more deaths due to complications of COVID-19 for 5,835 since the start of the pandemic. In a 24-hour period, there were an additional 750 new cases added, with 23 more counted in Woodbury County. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast in 26 minutes. Have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon, and thanks for listening.